This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share. You alone are my
redemption. Father, our Father, such a privilege, Father, that we can say to the Creator of heaven and earth, and we can call Him Father, our Father. And we start a singing today, Father. First sentence ended with Father, because that's what You want to be for us. You want to have that relationship. You want us to be sons and daughters of You, Father. Not a number, but a specific son and a specific daughter. And Father, we come to You to hear again what is on Your heart. What is it what You want to share with us this afternoon, so that we can come closer to You, that we can learn more from You. And yes, Father, all things which are keeping our minds busy, of things which are happening outside, or what happened this week, Father, You also have given us authority. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind it. That it's not going to have any influence. That we can focus on You, Creator of heaven and earth, who wants to be our Father. That we can hear from You what is on Your heart. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your love. And thank You that we are most important for You, because we are Your creation. And You want to be with us. And thank You for Your presence over here, Father, through the Holy Spirit. We thank You. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's about family today. And specific about sonships. So if I'm talking about sons, it also refers to daughters. And if I'm saying about daughters, then it also refers to sons. Unless I specifically mention it, that it is only for the sons, or if it is only for the daughters. So there's no discrimination this afternoon. I hear the ladies laughing. God loves all of us. We are very, very important, because we are His creation. And we're not just a number, but we are specific. God made us specific. Each and every one of you has got something which somebody else hasn't got. You've got a fingerprint which is unique. Your iris is unique. Your DNA is unique. And God made you like that. Just to confirm again that you're special, that God made you what He wants you to be. You're not just another number. That's not the case. At the university, yes. And maybe at work you've got an employee number and you've got other type of numbers and all those type of things. But with God, you're special. And I feel, I don't know what, but God wants to speak to us and He wants to confirm again this afternoon. Surely, but I'm getting a little bit emotional. He wants to be our Father. But it's up to us, or we are accepting it or not. Or we're going to say, that's good for a Sunday, but on a Monday I'm standing on my own again. And then I've got to face it again. Then we forget that God is a Father. He's with us. He's standing next to us. Yes, we are a family. And I'm a proud dad of three sons. And we're going Tuesday morning early. We're going to leave for South Africa. We're going there for 2 weeks. The youngest one, it's the last one in the middle. Yeah, that one. Thank you. Is going to get married on the 7th, the 7th of November. He's going to get married to Anya, who's standing next to him. He and his other brother, Bernard, more or less started dating the same time. Bernard, in the meantime, got married and 4 children. And Bernard is getting married now. Ferdinand is getting married now. So there maybe as well is that if God tells you that your husband or that's your wife, don't wait. enjoy it. Go for it. Because if God tells you, who else, what are you waiting for? Go for it. We are also family over here. We are brothers and sisters of each other. And maybe turn to the one next to you and say, hi brother, hi sister. And we are God's family. We are family of God. And God created us. We are his family. And God wants to be always with us. We can see it in the Old Testament, where God told them to make a tabernacle. And he said, I want to be with his people. He wanted to be with them. Later on in the temple, he said, build a temple. I want to be with my people. And later on, after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he put something of himself in us. And that's the Holy Spirit. This is how close God wants to be with us. This is how important we are for him. We're not just a number. We are not. We are very special. My wife Renee is not inside me. God is inside me. She's very important for me. 35 years. But the Lord is more important because he's inside me. In our relationship with God, God wants to be our Father. And we can have a look in the Old Testament as well. We've got so many examples of that relationship between a father and a son, and how God wants to be, and where he's basically giving us that example. We've got families like Noah and Abraham. Noah went with his family, went on the boat. But not really for a trip, but actually for survival. And Abraham as well. He also took his family along. We get genealogies. If we open up the Bible in the New Testament in Matthew, and if you start reading over there, then it starts. Son from. The whole list. How important is it? Where are you coming from? Who's your dad? Who's your mom? What is it? How important is that father-son relationship? If we're talking about the patriarchs, like Abraham, Isaac, we're talking about Jacob, they were important. They were mentioned continuously in the Bible. We can see that lines through, right through the whole Bible. We can see that. The father-son relation. I just mentioned it with the offering as well. Jacob and Joseph. How closely they were related. And how Jacob was longing for Joseph to see him again. And how hard it was to hear that message that his son was dead. But he could see him afterwards. And then also the heritage of what the father got together, how he's giving it then to the son. A double portion to the firstborn son. We all know that story of the prodigal son, where the prodigal son took off that heritage, spoiled it, and went back. But the relationship for that father was more important than the money. And he opened up his arms. And like a good chauffeur person, he gave his son a hug. And to understand what God's will is, we actually have got to look at the Jewish tradition. And as I was busy with it, I also understood it. It makes more sense to me now. If we take a look at the Jewish tradition of understanding the principle of sonship, of being a son and a daughter of God, if we understand what happens in the child according to Jewish tradition, then it's also easier for us to understand. Because there must have been some shocks, like for instance for the disciples, to hear certain words from Jesus, what they said, but how is that possible? But in the context of sonship, of being a son, a daughter of your father, they started to understand it. And the children in the Jewish tradition, yes, the first thing is offspring is a blessing. If it is possible for you to get offspring, it's awesome. It's something special. It's a gift from God if we can have offspring. That's most probably the time in my life when I was really the proudest, if you can say it like that, of my whole 60 years. And I think if you were walking close to me, you've got to be careful because the buttons maybe were jumping off. Because I was so proud. I wanted to scream it out. I wanted to tell each and every person in that small town where we were staying, I've got a son. I've got a son. I've got a son. I was so proud because that was so important for me. And it was the eldest one, Jan Willem. That was for me. I was so proud that I could say, I've got a son. I've got offspring. And then the thing also, if the child is born, then the child was washed in a bath, it was rubbed into salt, and then wrapped in a cloth, the same as what we've read about Jesus as well. And then on the eighth day, you had the circumcision which happened. Jesus was also circumcised, Luke 2, verses 21, and when the eighth days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So it's not only the circumcision, but also on the eighth day, the name was given. So how do you call then your child for 7 days? I'm not quite sure when you speak to your child, but it's only on the eighth day when the child is given, when the name is given. And there's a reason why it is the eighth day. Because God knows what he has made. He knows his creation. If we take a look at a child, when a child is born, then the need of, or should I say it, the child has got to start making his own protein and vitamin K. He's got to start making that for the possibility for the blood to be clot. If it's not happening, then you will basically die because you will continuously bleed. Now, if the child is born, when the child is still inside, it receives from the mum that capability. But when a child is born, the umbilical cord is cut. There's no relation between the child and the mom anymore. And then the body itself starting to produce. And it starts to produce that much that on the eighth day, it's producing 110% of what you actually need. That is the highest percentage what a person ever has in his whole life. That's on the eighth day. And what did God say? You circumcise on the eighth day. Because God knows his creation. He makes made his creation. He knows exactly how he's put it together. And then at the end of the cleaning period, we also read over there of Mary who went. And now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him, which is Jesus then, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the Lord. In the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, because Jesus was the firstborn, and the firstborn son, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. It was for a son 33 days, it was for a daughter, it was 66 days, that cleansing period. And then the child went through a nursing, a weaning period. There's not total agreement on how long it actually is. Some say it is 22 months, some say it's 24 months, some are talking about 3 years. There are even people who talk about 3, 5, and 7 years. If we take a look at Samuel went to Eli after the weaning period. So if it was 3 years, I don't think so, because I don't think that Eli was very kind, was very keen on changing nappies over there. It must probably been in the age of 7 that he went over there. And then he could hear God's voice as well. And then the boys and the girls, both of them, in that period, they're going to be with their mum. They were continuously with their mum. But then at a certain age, we've got what they call the bar mitzvah or the bat mitzvah, depending on if it is a boy or if it is a girl.